from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, April 21st. Coming up, we'll learn why COVID-19 testing is just one part of reopening a university successfully. That story from WILL student reporter Marissa Plesha is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Local elected officials are expressing support for the guilty verdict in the Derek Chauvin murder trial in Minneapolis, but they say more needs to be done in the fight for justice. In a statement on the City of Champaign Facebook page, Mayor Deb Finan called for reflection and healing.
Let us take a moment to reflect upon the loss of George Floyd and the many other innocent lives that have been tragically taken through the actions of a few in law enforcement who have abused their authority and betrayed their oaths to protect the public.
In an emailed statement, newly elected Urbana Alderwoman Chandra Bishop called the guilty verdict, quote, a micro win for a macro issue. Bishop, who is Black, says she's grateful for the verdict, but that she'll continue to push for sweeping reforms to the criminal justice system. Students at the University of Illinois say they're trying to process the conviction of Derek Chauvin. For some, the guilty verdicts are not a clear-cut victory in the struggle for civil rights. Angela Ting, a master's student and member of a group aiming to defund campus police at the U of I, says more needs to be done to reform the criminal justice system.
Okay, like, great, we put this one person in prison. What about everything else and everybody else? You know, are we going to do this whole thing over and over again for every person?
Some students of color say the conviction felt overwhelming. Biology major Tomi Aiken Olabiyi, a sophomore, says the long wait for a verdict left her feeling numb.
Well, upon hearing I was convicted, and I just don't know what to feel. I knew I was going to be convicted, but I was just blank.
After the events of the past year, students say they hope to see more attention to race and policing in the future. Around Illinois on Tuesday, local election authorities certified results from the April 6th local elections. Provisional and late-arriving mail-in ballots had an impact on some close races, but not others. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows begins with the city council race in Danville that hinges on one vote.
Kaylin Huber says she's filed for a discovery recount in the Danville City Council Ward 7 contest. The official tally gave her 180 votes, one vote less than Darren York, who was appointed to the seat in January. No additional ballots came in after Election Day to change the count. But in Champaign County, two close contests were affected by late-arriving ballots. In Savoy, Village Trustee Jan Carter-Nickum finished ahead of fellow incumbent A.J. Ruggieri by 7 votes for a seat on the Savoy Village Board. The initial election night count had them tied. In the Urbana School District, Connie Dillard Myers led by 7 votes in Subdistrict 3 on election night, but in the final count, her opponent, Lara Orr, was ahead also by 7 votes. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
In Champaign-Urbana, public health officials reported 55 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, with the 7-day rolling average test positivity rate at 3.9%, excluding University of Illinois data. The current number of active cases was nearly steady at 442. Two new deaths were also reported, bringing that total to 140. County officials also report more than 500 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine were administered on Monday. More than 61,000 people have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 in the county, which accounts for nearly 36% of the vaccine-eligible population and about 30% of the entire county population. The University of Illinois reported 20 new cases of the virus from testing conducted on Monday. That's the highest number of cases in a single day since April 5th. Still to come, we'll hear from a University of Illinois researcher about the role that bulk COVID-19 testing plays in successfully reopening a college campus. That story is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A group of researchers at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign found in a recent study that rapid bulk testing is one key to reopening universities. But they also say testing does not work on its own. Instead, it needs to be combined with efforts like mask wearing and social distancing. The study looked at 86 universities, including the U of I. Ujjal Mukherjee is a professor of business administration and a researcher on the study. He sat down with Marissa Plesha of the WIOL Student Newsroom to explain the importance of COVID testing at universities.
So some of the key findings that we have, first of all, bulk testing or testing in general is important. Testing enables you to identify the infected population in an institution or even in general, right? Second thing that we find is that the external infectivity, so for UIUC, for example, external would mean the Champaign County and the Urbana County, right? So the external environmental infectivity or the positivity plays a significant role in an institution's positivity. No institution is impervious. Every institution has interactions and multiple interactions with the environment. So that's something which is important. So for policies of reopening, when to reopen, how to reopen, how much to reopen, considering the environmental infectivity or positivity is a significant thing that policymakers should do or administrators should do. Right? The third thing that we show is that contact tracing is very important in the initial stages of the of reopening. When you reopen, contact tracing has to be done in a really aggressive manner, right? Because when you are reopening, and then there are individuals who are coming from outside, right? And they interact with each other. So when you test one individual to be positive, tracing the contacts of that individual, both backwards as well as forward, is important. Another important thing that we found is that there is always this discussion between sensitivity of a test, right? How accurate the test is and the speed of the test, right? So how fast you get the test results once you are tested. So we find that the speed of testing is more important than sensitivity. Now, this is within limits, right? This is obviously, this argument is within reasonable limits. But speed of testing is supremely important. So if you are testing and getting the test results in 4 days, for example, then that 4 days are lost where you could have actually isolated the infected individuals, and those 4 days, the potentially infected individuals would still be infecting other individuals.
Yeah, and you also found that a lot of these mitigation efforts like social distancing, contact tracing, mask wearing, testing, all of these are effective, but only when they're used together, right? Not separately, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So there is no single policy lever which can work independently and give you a safe reopening strategy. It has to be a combination of this. For example, mask wearing and social distancing plays a significant role.
Now, testing can be both expensive and sometimes difficult to implement. What recommendations do you have for other universities that are looking to implement testing?
So if an institution doesn't have the budget to do the testing at the levels that that UIUC has been doing, like testing 20% of the population every day, then the institutions have to rethink how much of the population needs to be allowed to have in-person interactions, right? So you have to flip the question from what level of testing to what level of reopening.
That's Professor Ujjal Mukherjee, a researcher on the study. He spoke with WIOL student reporter Marissa Plesha. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies and continued cool temperatures today, along with a possible late-day shower and a high of 50 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Farah Anderson, Jim Meadows, and Marissa Plesha. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.